Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I travel the world sitting at the bedside of children everywhere and have such a wonderful time entertaining the children and listening to the children and being part of their world. It's a very exciting adventure, and I have a great deal of fun doing it. I was at school with one of the children the other day, and I was watching all the children sitting at their desks. And as they were sitting at their desks, one little boy started to cry. And he felt very unhappy. Well, now, the teacher, knowing that accidents happen and things do happen, quietly went up to the child and said, "Well, I don't know what seems to be the problem." "Well, teacher, I wet my pants." And the teacher says, "Well, now that's how that happens. Now, you go to the bathroom and dry yourself and prepare yourself to come back into the classroom here now. And Arnold, I have an extra pair of shorts in my desk. Let me get them for you so you have something dry to wear." Now, the teacher could have made a big fuss over it, as some teachers do. And, of course, all the other children were sitting around twittering, thinking, "I didn't wet my pants, he wet his pants, I didn't wet my pants." And they don't think about what the reason is for this happening. Well, now, it could have been any number of things, and whatever the reason is, it doesn't matter. The only thing that mattered was that the teacher was loving and gentle, and the teacher was caring about Arnold and having wet pants and being sort of put aside by the other children because of his experience. Well, the teacher didn't let that bother her. And Arnold didn't let that bother him. And as Arnold didn't let that bother him, then nobody else let it bother them either. And this is something that we can all learn. Not to snicker and not to be unkind to someone else who's having a little problem. Because we too could have a little problem. If we did, we would not feel very happy about it either. And how many times have you known a child who was in your class and they wet their pants in school and you thought to yourself, "Oh, golly, I'm glad that wasn't me." And how true that is. But just be thankful for all these little blessings that come our way. This is a wonderful way for the teacher to respond and a wonderful way for the other students in the class just to ignore it and go about their business. We've all had that experience, haven't we? And that's what makes it fun to be a child, because we can just be ourselves and have fun. And if somebody's got a problem, we feel for them. We don't laugh at them. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, it is. Oh, my friends. Here comes our friend, Mr. Sandman. Remember him? He's come to drop some pixie dust on our eyes and on ourselves to put us to sleep and have happy dreams. When we wake in the morning, we remember these happy dreams and we think, "Wow, isn't life wonderful?" Well, yes, it is. It is really wonderful. Now, snuggle up with your mommy and daddy. Give your mommy and daddy each a big hug and say, "I love you, I love you, I love you." And as you do that, you watch. Your mommy and daddy will snuggle into your arms and say, "Isn't this the most wonderful child in the world?" And of course, it is the most wonderful child in the world because it's you. And isn't that the way to be? The most wonderful child in the world. Now, take time and give yourself a big hug too. Here comes Mr. Sandman. There he goes. Now have happy dreams. And remember, life is filled with wonderful adventures, and allow yourself to experience them now and forevermore. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'll be back again another night. So you have happy dreams now, and know that I surround you with my light and my love at all times. I love you. I love you. I love you.